Mating Flight, written by Dragonspell and read by Eos Rose. Jacen shook his hands, trying to will them dry. When it didn't happen, he wiped them on his thighs. Calm. He needed to remain calm. There was simply no other way he was going to live through this. He'd done this before, after all. This was nothing new. It just always felt brand new. Every single time that Karaneth, his green, got ready to rise for another mating flight, Jacen felt like a scared, skittish virgin all over again. Shards. He pressed his forehead to the cool rock of the wall and took a deep breath as he prayed for a bit of dignity. It wasn't even time yet, and his cock was already hard and throbbing between his legs, just from the excess pheromones that Karaneth was putting off through the telepathic link. He shifted irritably, and just barely stopped himself from reaching downward to help ease the pressure. It wouldn't do any good. Nothing would help until Karaneth was ready to fly. Some of the other riders in the weir had already started to give him the look. That leer that said that they knew just what Jacen was going through, and they were loving it. It was usually followed by a little wink that smugly insinuated that they knew who was going to be the one fucking Jacen's brains out. Damn them all. That would be why he'd sequestered himself for a little while. Just enough time to grab a hold of his wits before they took off with Karaneth. It was the price he paid for being a dragon rider, for impressing with a green, no less. Every time that Karaneth mated, Jacen did too, whether he wanted to or not. It was hardly an unusual occurrence. Every green rider in the weir had to put up with the same thing. Jacen, though, felt that it wasn't quite the same for the others as it was for him. He knew why Karaneth's mating flights were treated a bit differently than those of the rest of the greens, of course. It had little to do with the dragons themselves. Knowing that information, however, didn't make him feel any better because he didn't know how to fix it. The looks that the other riders gave him, the blues and the browns and even some of the bronzes, were less about giving it to the green rider and more about giving it to Jacen, specifically. He wasn't exactly known as the friendliest guy in the weir. Yeah, sure, maybe Jacen could be a little bit nicer, but sometimes it was just hard. Especially when there were people like that dim-glow bronze rider Jared running around cracking tasteless jokes. What the hell did he know, anyway? Jacen didn't submit by choice, and damn Jared for suggesting otherwise. With a smug little smile on his face, too. The bastard was just lucky that Jacen hadn't punched him in the face right then and there. Jacen wasn't exactly in his right mind, after all. No one would hold him that accountable for his actions. The only thing that had stopped Jacen from doing so was the fact that Karaneth had responded to Jacen's anger and immediately bitten a blue that had gotten too close. That had distracted him enough that he'd let Jared get away with his usual irritating garbage. There were a few, though, of the riders currently milling around outside that Jacen wouldn't mind betting down with. Some he'd even enjoyed before, outside of a mating flight. They were usually the ones that kept their mouths shut, though, and didn't feel a need to go bragging to the whole weir about their exploits. Riders like Kanan, a brown rider with a nice smile who always thought about Jacen after everything was all said and done. Karaneth had mated with his Bareth a couple of times in the past. Maybe Jacen would get lucky and Bareth would win again. Just as long as it wasn't McCall, the blue rider who loved to taunt Jacen with all the filthy thoughts his mind could muster. Thinking about it made Jacen's stomach turn. Anybody but him. Anybody. Jacen would die if he'd have to lie back and spread for the likes of McCall. It was almost time. Jacen could feel it. He could feel Karaneth. Shards, but the entire weir was nearly buzzing with the energy, and Jacen knew that it was high past time that he put in an appearance. This would be Karaneth's second flight of the year, her fifth in total. the fifth time that Jacen would be forced to be intimate with a random rider from the Weir, and it never got any easier. Jacen schooled his face and calmly ignored the heads that were turning in interest as he stepped out of his room and made his way down the hall. He kept his eyes straight ahead because, nervous or not, he could do this. He could hold his head high and pretend that this was an ordinary day and that his legs weren't starting to tremble. He could pretend that the whispered rumors that he'd been hearing for days about Karaneth's next flight and the bets on who would finally get to bed that arrogant prick rider of hers had never even been uttered. He could ignore for a little while the shivers of both revulsion and arousal that were skittering down his spine. The only ones who Jacen acknowledged on his journey were Jafri, the Weir leader who nodded to Jacen on his way through, and Hillary, rider of the Queen. On Karaneth's first mating flight, Jacen hadn't exactly been dignified. It had involved a lot more begging than he'd ever cop to, a lot more behaviors that still had the power to make him blush if he allowed himself to think about them. It had been the most humiliating experience of his life, but he just hadn't been able to stop. He'd just been overwhelmed by the desperate fire licking through his veins. Kanan had taken him that time, Jacen's first, and maybe that was why Jacen had a lingering fondness for Kanan and his gentle touches. As Jacen reached the main platform, stepping in front of the assembled crowd to see Karaneth one last time before she began her fifth mating flight, he could feel the anticipation hovering in the air. He quirked a sardonic smile. There was nothing quite like a mating flight to get the Weir residents out en masse. He was still hard, and he knew that everyone could see that, could feel them staring at his crotch, at his ass if he was facing away. But at this point, what did it matter? In a matter of minutes, he wasn't even going to have a choice. Probably wouldn't even want one. Karaneth turned her head, fixing him with one jeweled eye, and Jacen felt his anxiety, his worries, start to drain. "Everything will be fine," she wanted him to know. Jacen felt a real smile pulling at his lips. It was so typically Karaneth to want to try and soothe him when her wings were starting to twitch with the urge to fly. And he didn't even really have to do anything. She was the one who was going to be doing all the work. He felt a small kernel of guilt for causing her distress because the crack dust circling around in his mind was all just him second-guessing himself. Being silly and acting like a noodle-brained virgin all over again. "It's nothing," he thought to her. "Fly far." Really, the hardest part of Karaneth's mating flights were the starts. After it began, Jacen would find himself slipping into the heat of the moment, feeling the thrill of the chase and the hazy lust. In the past, he'd even found himself staring at the different riders who were circling him, wondering blatantly who would be the best in bed or who would have the biggest cock, and shamelessly hoping that Karaneth would be caught by that rider's dragon. He was even starting to do it now, because Mashaw was very flexible, wasn't he? In the blink of an eye, Karaneth was off, launching herself off the ledge, and Jacen gasped, flooded with the sensations that she was streaming towards him. He stumbled forward, just barely catching himself and making himself stand upright again. Around him, the increasingly more aroused blue and brown riders stepped forward, as if to catch him, and then their dragons were off too in hot pursuit of Karaneth. "Fly," Jensen thought, feeling pride filtering in through the excitement stirring inside of him. His green was one of the fastest in the Weir, damn near uncatchable. Around him, the riders were starting to pace, restless, and Jacen felt himself break out into a sweat. They knew better than to come too close right now. He'd gouge out their eyes if they dared to touch them. But that didn't mean that they weren't going to stay just out of reach, watching him hungrily. Jacen shivered. Despite his reservations, his body was thrumming just from having so many eyes on him, undressing him, wanting him. Jared had probably been right. Maybe he did enjoy this in some way or another. Masha licked his lips outright, not bothering to hide, and Jacen moaned, unable to help himself. He was throbbing, aching, and desperate to do nothing more than just hit his knees and give in already. The only thing keeping him upright was Karaneth. She had more restraint than him. Karaneth was flying far and long, swooping over the mountains and heading towards the open fields that were miles to the east. And Jacen knew that she would make it easily. Karaneth had unusual stamina for a green. Already she was outpacing some of the smaller blues, making them give up and turn back. She'd been outrunning them for miles, zipping in and out of the mountain valleys and showing off her tip-top shape. Karaneth was making this one to remember. She was going to make it last. Jacen shifted his weight, moving slowly just to ease the tension that was coiling inside of him, and he couldn't stop the hand that was skimming down his chest. His body needed to be touched, and he was already starting to tremble beneath even his own fingertips. The unconsciously teasing move made some of the bolder riders inch closer, encroaching on Jacen's space, but they stopped long before they reached him, still leering at him like starving dogs slobbering for a juicy bone. Jacen's eyes darted around the room at waist level, hoping that he wasn't being too obvious about it, or at least that no one would notice with the other distractions. He swallowed hard and wiped at the sweat that was gathering on his brow. Karaneth and he, they just had a little longer now, a little longer before they could ease this unbearable ache inside of them. The only thing that Jacen could really hope for was that the man who bedded him tonight would at least be tolerable. Jacen had had some good experiences during Karaneth's mating flights, and he'd had some not-so-good ones. Like that blue rider, Karay, who not only had rolled off of Jacen before Jacen had even had a chance to finish, leaving him strung out and needy, but had also tried to brag to the entire weir of his prowess and how he had, "Jacen just begging me for more, you should have heard him." The good news was that after Jacen had gotten his revenge, it was unlikely that Karay was ever going to let his blue fly in one of Karaneth's mating flights again. In the heat of the moment, Jacen knew that he wouldn't care, but at the moment he still partially did. And he was still picking out his favorites and his hopefuls. Masha was shamelessly rubbing himself now, and Jacen's eyes were drawn to the movement like a moth to flame. A harsh whispering broke through Jacen's reverie, finally loud enough to snap him out of his lust-filled haze, and it was getting louder. Jacen turned to look behind himself, curious to see what the fuss was about when the focus of the weir should have been on Karaneth and him. He was unused to hearing anything but heavy, aroused breathing and the occasional soft murmur to one's self during the mating flights. As he turned, though, and caught sight of who was causing the commotion, Jacen forgot to breathe entirely. None other than Jared, bronze rider and arrogant asshole extraordinaire, was striding through the assembled crowd, calm as you please, and pretending like he belonged. "A bronze rider?" some were quietly saying. "What's a bronze rider doing here? Doesn't he know that he doesn't have a chance with a green? She'll outmaneuver his bulky bronze for sure." If Jared cared about any of the harsh whispers, he didn't show it. He marched to the front of the crowd and stood there plain as day, proudly presenting himself just inside of Jacen's self-imposed bubble of personal space, and eyeing Jacen up and down like Jacen was already his. The thought made Jacen's blood boil with something other than arousal, even though it irked him that, yes, that was still there, thumping through his veins. "What do you think you're doing?" he hissed, keeping his voice low enough that only the front row and Jared could hear him. Jared smiled, cocking his head and tilting his hips forward as his hands rested on them, and Jacen cursed his own automatic response and how his eyes focused with pinpoint accuracy exactly where Jared wanted him to. It was no secret around the weir that Jared was sizable in more ways than one, but Jacen didn't need to be thinking about that right now, or ever. Chalking it up to momentary insanity brought on by a mating flight, he suppressed the small surge of lust and glared at Jared, demanding an answer. Jared shrugged, still not losing his smile. Peroth wanted to fly. As if Peroth's overgrown body could ever catch Karaneth, Jacen snapped. Jared didn't get angry at the words. He just smiled harder. We'll see, he said and dropped his eyes to Jacen's crotch. Jacen swallowed and looked away, not wanting to give Jared the satisfaction of getting a stronger response out of him. He wanted to step back, put a bit more space between himself and the overgrown oaf in front of him. Such a perfect match, Jared and Peroth, both huge behemoths. But that would just put him into contact with the riders behind him. Riders that he knew would have wandering hands and damn the consequences if he got too close to them. So he stood his ground as Jared leered. Jacen bit back a snarl. Let the bastard stare, then. It wasn't as if his bronze had any hope of catching Karaneth. It wasn't as if the Dimglow actually had a chance of getting into Jacen's bed, either. Jacen would sooner kick him out the other side. Karaneth was starting to climb. She'd long since reached the fields, and so many of her would-be pursuers had dropped back, but she was fast running out of stamina. It was nearing the end. Jacen tried to take a deep breath, but it clogged in his throat. The best he could do was short and shallow, desperate little pants. Kanan's brown was still in the running. Jacen had known that he would be. So was Masha's determined little blue, and of course, Peroth. There was no green in the world that could fly for longer than a bronze after all, but Jacen had hope that Karaneth, sweet, clever girl that she was, would lose him in the clouds. She might not be able to outrun Peroth, but she could certainly fly circles around him. Jacen felt himself begin to shudder helplessly. Fingertips brushed his face, and Jacen's eyes flickered open in surprise and anger. Who would dare touch him at a time like this? Before Karaneth was even caught, and right when Jacen was connecting. Jared was staring straight at him, his mouth slack and looking dim-witted, and Jacen smacked him away before closing his eyes again, trying hard to ignore the fact that he could still feel the touch, phantom-like, on his skin. Karaneth was zipping and zooming out of the clouds, deftly avoiding the clutches of her pursuers and proudly trumpeting her superiority. Bereth tried to fly in front of her, catch her that way, but she flapped her wings and backtracked, turning on the head of a pin. When Peroth nearly bowled her over, she merely jumped up above him and climbed higher, spinning as she avoided the blue. Her only mistake was perhaps trying to show off too hard. For when Bereth tried his trick again, it had worked in the past, Karaneth repeated her maneuver, this time adding a defiant little spin on it, which spun her away from where she'd thought that Peroth was going to be. But he wasn't flying right behind her. He was soaring off to her left, and she spun directly into him. With a scramble of grasping claws, it was all over, because Peroth's grip couldn't be broken once he held her tight, and Karaneth only gave a token struggle, too exhausted to do much else, before she was being penetrated and they were plummeting towards the ground together, slowed only by Peroth's gigantic wings spreading above them. Jacen was feeling himself being pushed down as well, shoved off balance as someone tried to force him into one of the private rooms. He caught himself on the door jamb, trying to resist because he was being overcome with the lust flooding down the link. His own emotions, though, were battling it, sending him reeling. Disbelief, shock, and anger were warring inside of Jacen. Peroth had caught Karaneth. The overgrown bronze whose body mass should have kept Karaneth safe was currently mating with Jacen's lithe little green, which meant Jusen opened his eyes just as Jared finally managed to push him into the room.
Let go of me, he gasped, shoving Jared away from him, stumbling backward.
He wouldn't. He didn't care what tradition said, what his body said, what the bond said. He wasn't going to bend over for the slime sucker in front of him. He'd rather have McCall with his degrading innuendos and the bragging he'd do for months afterward. McCall would make his life a living hell for the next year, but anything would be better than mating with Jared. At least with McCall, it was just innuendo. No one would believe him.
Jusen's body, though, was trying hard to get him to reconsider. Theoretically, Jared was hot, and actually it didn't matter if he was or not. Jusen just needed. Jusen's knees buckled and he plummeted towards the floor. Jared caught him, yanking him up by his wrist as an arm reached Jusen's waist to prop him up.
By the egg, Jusen, Jared growled. Would you just relax?
His voice was warm and husky and sent shivers up and down Jusen's spine.
That didn't stop Jusen from punching him. The hit landed directly across Jared's jaw, wrenching his head to the left. Jusen felt himself being dropped, and he tried to brace himself for the embrace of cold stone. It never came. Instead, soft furs caught him as he landed on the room's ready-made bed, sprawling out from the alcove. Jusen glanced around in bemused amazement, still not quite sure how he'd gotten into this position, and the momentary distraction was all Jared needed. He was on Jusen in an instant, his big hands roughly pinning Jusen's hands, his long legs forcing Jusen's apart. Jared glared down at Jusen for a moment, the red bruise of Jusen's fist starting to darken on the side of his face before he bent down, sealing his lips to Jusen's. He licked once, asking for permission that Jusen was too shocked to grant or deny. And then he was thrusting his tongue inside of Jusen's mouth anyway, mimicking exactly what he planned to do to the rest of Jusen's body. Jusen jerked his head to the side, flattening his cheek to the bed as best as he was able.
No,
he shouted, fighting against Jared's hold. Not with him, not with him, great Farineth, not with him. He expected Jared to ignore him, to strip Jusen and take what he wanted anyway. That would be just so Jared, to continue on regardless of anyone else's wishes, and frankly, if Jared pushed the issue, Jusen knew that he'd lose the will to say no in just a few minutes. His body would betray him. The forcing of the issue never happened. His refusal had stopped Jared in his tracks. He paused above Jusen, still holding him down, his hands pinning Jusen's wrists, his hard cock throbbing against Jusen's, and he was practically vibrating, but he moved no further. Jusen risked a glance at the man above him. Jared looked pained. He looked like he was being tortured, as if hot pokers were being pressed against his skin.
For the egg's sake, Jusen, he choked out. Could you be agreeable just this once?
His hips rocked against Jusen's as he sunk his teeth into his bottom lip and held it there until Jusen was sure that he was about to draw blood.
Please.
Jusen swallowed and glanced away again. Jared, in ecstatic agony, was a sight that was sure to stay with him for the rest of eternity, and if he looked any longer, he'd probably cave entirely. Jared was hot enough, he'd always been, even when Jusen and him had been growing up. They'd just never gotten along. But it was all just a moot point, wasn't it? He knew that he was being ridiculous. There was no turning back now. Not when Karaneth had made her choice and Jusen was stuck in the room with Jared. All he was doing now was delaying the inevitable. He just needed to accept this.
Just get it over with,
he growled back, keeping the tension in his body because if he was going to let this happen, he was still going to make Jared have to work for it. He wasn't going to give in willingly because it was bound to be awful no matter what he did.
No.
Jared snarled, and Jusen jerked in surprise,
turning to look at him again, and the anger in Jared's eyes was a shock. Jared looked absolutely furious.
"What do you mean, no?" Jacen demanded, not understanding. "Fuck me already."
Okay, yeah, sure. It was rare that Jacen actually was bedded, but that was by choice. No one had ever refused him before. And what had happened to Jared's rough desperation? Where was that when Jacen needed something to fight against?
Jared rolled his hips again, grinding his cock against Jacen's, and scowled down at him.
"I mean, you dimglow, that Peroth and I did not spend months training for this so that I could get the opportunity of a lifetime just for me to have to force you. Scorch it, Jacen, I thought you'd be into this."
"Wait, training?"
Jacen's mind paused in mid-flight, feeling like he'd been lost between. Groaning in pain, Jared rolled himself off of Jacen and flopped onto his back beside him.
"Forget it. I don't even want it now."
The hand straying to his crotch and gripping hard belied that.
Well, this was
not the way this was supposed to go. When Jacen had ever allowed himself to idly think about what it might feel like to be taken by a man as big as Jared, someone who made Jacen feel a little bit small, which was rare, he was allowed to think about such things as long as he never carried it through, and even as a teenager, Jared had at least been tall. He'd thought that the sex would be a lot more forceful. Rough. He'd thought that he'd have his face shoved into the bed and told to keep his ass up or else. He hadn't thought that he'd have a 6'5" jackass lying beside him, complaining that Jacen wasn't begging for it. Jacen sat up, sheer anger burning away at the lust.
"What do you mean you don't want it?" he hissed.
That was the most ridiculous thing he'd ever heard. He felt like he was going to explode if he didn't get fucked within about 2 seconds, and Jared was claiming that little bit of trash?
"I mean, I'll just jerk off," Jared snarled.
"Go get bent."
"You can't just jerk off,"
Jacen shouted in Jared's face, leaning over Jared's prone body beside him.
"It's an egg-blasted mating flight."
"I know that," Jared yelled back, but Jacen didn't believe him. He didn't think that Jared had a damn clue what this all meant, because he couldn't recall a single time that Peroth had ever caught a female. That possibly meant that...
"Fucking inexperienced,"
Jared snarled and rolled them, putting Jacen back on the furs.
"I'll show you inexperienced,"
he growled, his hands roughly pulling at Jacen's shirt. Jacen struggled. This time, though, he wasn't trying to get away because, great Farneth, he didn't even care who his partner was anymore. He just needed to get fucked, and he wasn't going to take the chance that Jared might back down again. This time, he was actively helping Jared, pulling his own shirt up over his head and yanking his pants down over his hips, kicking them off his legs. Jared was breathing harshly above him, the air whistling through his nose as he stripped off his own clothing and descended upon Jacen like a starving wolf. Jared rocked his body against Jacen's, rubbing them together and shoving Jacen into the bed as he nipped roughly at Jacen's neck, leaving little pinpricks of pain ghosting along Jacen's skin. Jacen groaned. He'd never minded a little pain with his pleasure, and arched upward into the hard friction of Jared's ridiculously toned stomach. His hands clawed at Jared's back, keeping him close, and his teeth sunk into Jared's shoulder because now that they had gotten this far, sheer instinct was taking over, instinct that was currently being ruled by a dragon. Jared howled and bit back, marking Jacen as his hands did the same, leaving fingerprint bruises all along Jacen's side. He brushed up against one of Jacen's nipples and twisted it savagely, making Jacen gasp and desperately buck upward, humping Jared's stomach. "Fuck yes," Jacen thought, scratching his blunt nails over Jared's skin, leaving red trails. He headed straight for Jared's cock. Fuck the foreplay. That was what the mating flight was all about. As soon as he wrapped his hand around Jared's thick length, though, Desperate to shove it inside of himself, Jared shouted again, his hips thrusting mindlessly into Jacen's hand. And then Jacen was being flipped over onto his belly and Jared was spreading his legs, stepping in between them. Jacen struggled to get his knees underneath himself and to push himself back onto Jared's fat cock. And Jared wrapped one arm around underneath Jacen and hauled him upward.
Shards, fuck, yes, Jacen,
he was growling. Jacen reached beneath himself and backward, fingertips brushing Jared's dick again, trying to force it inside. Thank the first egg that he always pre-lubed himself for Karaneth's mating flights, dipped his fingers in slick oil and smeared it inside. Jared snarled and ripped Jacen's hand away, pinning it above his head as Jared shoved himself inside of Jacen's body.
Oh, fuck,
Jacen gasped, feeling Jared starting to stretch him, roughly forcing in with no thought to any possible resistance. Jared was bigger than any other man he'd ever taken. Jacen felt certain that he was about to rip in two, but he still wanted more. Jared's teeth sunk into Jacen's skin again, marking his shoulder this time as Jared alternated between biting down hard and licking at the abused spot. Jacen buried his face in the bed to try and muffle his screams because the feeling of Jared inside of him and above him was driving him mad. He felt as if he was about to break. Jacen canted his hips, trying for the best possible angle, but it didn't matter. Jared was going to fuck him no matter what angle he was at, and Jacen had better damn well enjoy it. Jared's cock was sinking in the entire way on each thrust, damn near deep enough that Jacen thought that he could taste it, and his balls smacked against Jacen's each time, sending shockwaves of pure pleasure radiating up Jacen's spine. Each backwards pull of Jared's hips had Jacen feeling empty and frantic to have Jared back inside of him. More, more, more. He had to have more. He needed Jared to bury himself inside of him and never come out, not until Jared had given Jacen what he needed. Jacen's entire world had been reduced to just the here and now. This room, this bed, this man. Jared's fingers were bruising Jacen's wrist, his teeth savaging Jacen's shoulder, and his cock was stretching Jacen to the breaking point. Jacen had never felt so fantastic in his life. The only thing keeping him upward was Jared's hand digging into Jacen's hip. Pathetic, gaspy little moans were filling the room, harsh and needy, and Jacen couldn't believe that they were coming from his own throat. They sounded too helpless to belong to him, too desperate, too wanton. They sounded like they were pleading, but for what, Jacen wasn't sure. Jared drove into him rougher, harder, faster, each demanding slam of his hips, forcing another panting sob out of Jacen, and he bit into the bed covers, trying to stifle his own moans. He was hard and leaking, making a mess out of everything, and feeling one touch away from coming, hovering on the edge of completion. He shoved his free hand underneath himself and wrapped his fingers around his cock, tugging on it, needing to get himself off. Jared pulled this hand away too, tossing it aside. You need something, you get it from me, he growled, and his own hand was wrapping around Jacen's dick, gripping it hard. Jacen couldn't form a protest because he was too busy screaming into the covers and coming all over them, his ass clenching down around Jared's dick buried inside of him. He was still coming hard as Jared muttered gibberish and started pounding into him, fucking him into the bed. Jacen couldn't keep himself braced and collapsed forward in a heap, still rubbing himself against the bed because he wasn't done and he wasn't going to let anything stop him. It didn't stop Jared either. Jared fucked him through his orgasm, finding another position and keeping at it until Jacen felt the warm splash of cum inside of him, felt the spasming of Jared's dick, and the sharp bite as Jared muffled his screams of pleasure against his skin. Jacen was still coming, but dry, his balls seizing in sympathy. Jared collapsed on top of him, still twitching from his orgasm.
By the egg, Jacen whispered, feeling too worn out to move or even to complain about Jared's weight pinning him down.
Jared was still hard inside of him, probably would be for a while. mating flights did wonders for refractory periods. But they mutually called for a truce, too exhausted at the moment to do anything else. Jacen knew when Jared came back to his senses because Jared's weight shifted off of him, his body still touching but no longer pressing, and the soft, apologetic kisses and licks that Jared was laving on Jacen's abused skin. It felt rather nice, comfortable, loving. Jacen hummed, his mind not working well enough to form words that weren't blasphemous oaths, and Jared hummed back in response. As far as communication went, it was effective enough. Together they lay there, still feeling the connection of their dragons mating ricocheting across their respective links. Amazingly enough, the dragon still had not touched the ground. Big Puroth, apparently determined to keep little Karaneth and himself aloft for as long as possible. It wouldn't be long before he'd be forced to give it up, but he was still holding on for all he was worth. Just like his rider in more ways than one. Jacen chuckled, his body shaking underneath Jared's. What? Jared asked, a smile in his voice, wanting in on the joke. Jacen didn't answer because he knew that he didn't have to. Jared would get the message. He'd have to be a real dead glow not to. Jacen just leveraged himself upwards a little, pushing his ass more onto Jared's cock, and Jared moaned. He rocked forward, a shaky little, oh, rushing out of him. Jacen rolled his hips, inviting Jared for another round, and Jared answered by wrapping his long arms around Jacen's body and starting to thrust again, his dick pushing through not just the oil this time, but his own cum as well. They might have to talk about this later. Jacen still hadn't forgotten about the training slip-up. But right now they were exactly where they needed to be. Sometime soon, too, he was going to turn around and push Jared down to ride him until he screamed. But this was still working just fine. Jacen shuddered as he felt the amplified lust fogging up his mind again. He was going to be so sore in the morning. Somewhere in a field outside of Jagwari Manor, two dragons landed, startling the herd of sheep who had been peacefully grazing and sending the shepherd looking for the dairymaid that he'd spotted earlier. A few hundred miles away, their riders were slowly starting to sort out issues and misunderstandings which had been years in the making. The dragons didn't particularly understand, nor did they care, because humans could be so needlessly complicated, and all they felt along the telepathic link was contentment, satedness, and a glimmer of hope. These were all fine things to feel after a successful flight. The humans would get over it. Puroth might have to pursue Karaneth for a few more mating flights, but the humans would get over it. The end.